Welcome now to the Midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland, once again in our Buck studio for some live music. And as on Friday, it's going to come from ensembles from the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras, and their representative, Carl Levine, is with us again today. And welcome back to the Midday, Carl.
Thanks very much. Great to be here.
Well, what's up with Why So today?
Well, we've got three more groups today, like the three we had on Friday, but we've got a bit of a change up. We're welcoming our woodwind quintet and our brass quintet as well today. The Honors Brass Quintet is a group that's by audition only, and we're really thrilled that they're part of the program this year. We just finished off with two recitals in the last week. We had a couple of recitals at Oakwood. We've got one more recital coming up on April 21st, Saturday at 7 o'clock. We've been quite busy the last few weeks.
Well, it's good for them to get used to it, because that's the life of the musician.
Absolutely.
Right? You're bouncing here and there and racking up those frequent flyer miles and networking and talking
right.
and playing to a different audience in a different place practically every mm-hmm. other day.
Right.
So that's a good thing, actually.
Absolutely.
Yes. And we're going to be hearing first, as Carl said, from a string quartet, and this is one of the later ones of the prolific and long-lived Franz Joseph Haydn. And so let's have our players introduce themselves.
My name is Stephen Wilkie. I play the first violin in this quartet, and I go to West High School.
That would be in Madison.
My name is Grace Whalen-Tweet. I play second violin for this movement, and I go to Verona High School.
My name is Quinn Wilson. I go to Stoughton High School, and I'll be playing viola for this.
My name is Matt Muldowney. I go to Madison Country Day School, and I play the cello in this quartet.
All right, and let's pass it back to Steve, our first violinist, to give us the lowdown on this movement from the string quintet in D minor by Haydn.
This quartet, I think, is very interesting. It has a distinct emphasis on the perfect fifth. You'll hear that in the exposition a lot. And another thing that makes it interesting is this quartet was composed along with five other quartets near the end of Haydn's short lifetime, and it really adds a lot to the ending of his life, and it was one of the last group of quartets that he ever composed.
Okay, from late in the 18th century. And this is the Allegro. This would be the first movement from the fifths quartet in D minor.
Thank you.
And there you have the Allegro, the first movement of the string quartet in D minor. That's Opus 76, number 2, called The Fifths by Haydn, because of that interval that figures so prominently in that opening movement from a composer who did probably more than any other to develop the string quartet format over the course of 50 years or more. Did the same thing for the symphony, too. And now our second ensemble is coming into our performance area here. And this will be a very different sound, as they're going to be playing wind instruments, and a composer who's, although you hear him from time to time on Wisconsin Public Radio, I think not that often represented in the repertory. And so let's ask our performers, first of all, to identify themselves, starting with...
Hi, I'm Olivia Osinski. I play the flute, and I go to Wanakee High School.
Hi, I'm Caden Klein. I play the oboe, and I go to Oregon High School.
I'm Megan Andrews. I play horn, and I go to Middleton High School.
I'm Kira Devlin. I play bassoon, and I go to Sun Prairie High School.
I'm Henry Kreins. I play clarinet, and I go to Middleton High School.
And now from our flutist, I believe. No, we're going to pass it over to oboist. And you're going to give us some insight into this composer and what we'll be hearing from him.
So Charles Lefebvre lived in the late 19th century into the early 20th century and is a clarinet player and belonged to a society of chamber music. We'll be playing the Opus 57, the suite for flute, oboe, clarinet, horn, and bassoon, the first movement canon, and the second movement Allegro Scherzando.
From the suite Opus 37 by Charles Lefebvre.
Thank you. Thank you.
kind of music that brings smiles. That was two movements, the Canon and Allegretto Scherzando from the suite Opus 37 by Charles Lefebvre, work for flute and oboe, clarinet, bassoon, and horn. And the second of the three Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra's ensembles that we'll be hearing from today. We heard from three of them last Friday, and it's become something of an annual tradition to bring some of these stellar young players onto the midday. And we'll be hearing from the third of our three groups for today. Carl had something to preface before we get into this.
Yes, thanks. Just a couple things I wanted to mention about our program. We've got almost 100 kids now involved in the whole chamber music program, and we've got upwards of 12 different coaches that work with these groups. And I'd just like to mention the folks that are actually in studio with me today. Mark Fink, who coaches the Woodwind Quintet, and Tom Curry is also here. He coaches the Brass Quintet, which you're going to hear. The Brass Quintet I wanted to mention is sponsored by the Tibbetts, and that they have a name, Tibbetts Brass Quintet, I understand. Also, I have a kind of a special award that I want to just talk about a little bit. Every year, WISO presents an award to someone in the community that's very influential and supportive of youth arts in the area. And Norman knows this, but I'm sure your listeners don't, maybe many of them don't know this yet, but Norman is our recipient this year of the Marvin Raven Youth Arts Awards, which I think deserves a nice round of applause.
Thank you very much. It's the least I can do to bring these wonderful young talents into the limelight here via Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's fantastic what you do, whether it's bringing our groups in or Final Forte Kids or other organizations as well. It's really, really fantastic.
So much talent to work with.
Absolutely.
And now we come to our third ensemble, and they will introduce themselves, please.
I'm Grace O'Connell. I go to La Follette High School in Madison, and I play trumpet.
My name is Rebecca Mills. I go to St. Ambrose Academy in Madison, and I play horn.
My name is Noah Lobbs. I go to Mount Horeb High School, and I'm playing the tuba.
My name is Rose Cantrell. I play trombone, and I go to Verona Area High School.
My name is Ryan Trevis. I play the trumpet, and I go to Memorial High School.
All right, and by happy coincidence, you're also going to tell us about the piece that we're going to be hearing.
So Victor Ewald was a composer and engineer who lived in St. Petersburg, Russia during the late 19th century. He was a pioneer of the new medium of brass quintet at the time. We'll be playing the first and third movements of his quintet number one.
Thank you.
Third movements of the Quintet Number 1 by Viktor Ewald, the Russian composer, very reminiscent, I thought, of band concerts of the early 20th and late 19th century. Was that fun to play? Yeah, they're nodding their heads, yes. It works so well in radio when you nod your head, but yes, it looked like fun. It's a lovely piece, too. And thanks to all three of our Why So ensembles for coming and performing on the midday today. That's the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra's.